It was a fateful day when Bill decided to leave the Church of Yellow-Suited Pranksters. He had been a member of the church for years, believing in its mission to bring joy and laughter to the world through its pranks and hijinks. But when Bill found out about the core of the leadership's misguided beliefs and the dubious tactics they employed to achieve their goals, he knew he had to leave. Bill sat down with us to discuss his experience with the church and why he chose to leave it. He started by telling us that he was initially attracted to the church because of its mission. It sounded like a fun way to bring laughter and joy to the world, he said. I was convinced that their pranks were harmless and would be beneficial to society. However, as Bill got more involved in the church, he started to see the cracks in the organization's facade. He noticed that the leadership was becoming increasingly authoritarian and that they were willing to do whatever it took to get their pranks accomplished. I started to see that the pranks weren't so harmless anymore, he said. They were becoming more and more extreme, and I didn't feel comfortable with the tactics they were using. The final straw for Bill was when he realized that the leadership was preaching a message of intolerance and bigotry. It was clear that they weren't just trying to bring fun and joy to the world, he said. They were trying to spread a message of hate. I knew I had to leave. Now that he's out of the church, Bill feels relieved and liberated. He's also using his experience to warn others about the dangers of the Church of Yellow-Suited Pranksters. I want people to know that this organization is not what it appears to be, he said. There's a lot of darkness and hypocrisy behind the facade of fun and games. Although Bill is now out of the church, he still sympathizes with the members who remain. I know their hearts are in the right place, he said. They just don't understand the true nature of the organization they've joined. Bill's story is a cautionary tale about the potential dangers of joining a group whose mission and tactics are not clearly understood. It's a reminder that we should always do our research before joining any organization, especially one that is so shrouded in mystery. Bill's experience should also serve as a warning to those who may be considering joining the Church of Yellow-Suited Pranksters. There's a lot more to the church than meets the eye.